A real gem, the Italian gardens sit at the northernmost edge of Kensington Gardens at the top of the Long Water. Designed by architect James Pennethorne in the 1860s, the fountains were built to mimic those that Queen Victoria and her husband Prince Albert had built at their private home, Osborne House, on the Isle of Wight, and were given as a gift from the prince to the queen. Albert was a keen gardener and had overseen the creation of the Italian-style water garden at Osborne House himself, focusing there, as you can see here, on large raised terraces, geometric flower beds, statues, urns, and fountains. Various features of the garden are made from Carrara marble, as well as Portland stone, which you find a lot of in London, being the base stone of St. Paul's Cathedral and Buckingham Palace. The small building at the head of the fountains, where you can sit, is the pump house, where the steam engine that kept the fountains running used to be kept. Note the chimney at the top, the exit point of the steam that was generated from within. A pump is still used here today, and water from this area is piped underneath the park to places like the Round Pond, which we'll see later. There's much to see here, including large urns decorated with five main designs: a dolphin, an oval, a ram's head, a woman's head, and a swan. There's also the Tazza Fountain, supported by carved mermen and an unusually placed bronze statue of Edward Jenner, the developer of the modern vaccination. You'll also notice native water lilies, flowering rush, and yellow flag iris thriving inside the beautiful pools, and you may also spot small walkways constructed specifically to help ducks get in and out of the water. If the Italian gardens look familiar to you, it may be that you've seen it on screen. The gardens are featured in the films Wimbledon and Bridget Jones' Edge of Reason, where Daniel and Mark fight each other in the water. Return to the path you came into the Italian gardens on, but instead of returning to your right, turn left. Continue along this path until you come to the Peter Pan statue on the right, and play the next clip.